Whew. My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Well, good evening. I'm Chat with Dr. Black. I'd like to welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio Station 2. For this Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. hour, I'm on air every other Sunday, and please forgive me. You had to hear a repeat 2 weeks ago. I was so sick. So, you know, it happens. So, thanks for hanging in there with me. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I'd like to give a shout out to Doug and Donald, who are the BBS owners. And I like to say thank you to them. They're always patient, always, you know, always there for me. So thank you so much for tuning in this evening. And I like for you to know that before I start, call in number here is 1-888-429-5471. So if you have any questions that you would like to come in and have answered, or if you just want to call in and comment, please feel free. And I have two wonderful daughters, and remember, I love my two young adult daughters. Also, I'm a strong proponent of the hashtag AT&T It Can Wait campaign with Fletcher Cleaves. So when you have a minute, go online to hashtag AT&T It Can Wait / Fletcher Cleaves, and that's spelled FletcherCleaves. So previously, I normally do and specialize in dealing with relationship issues, and I love talking to people about their relationships, and I still will continue, but I'm going to alter a little from the heavy relationship therapy to counseling psychologies for those who have emotional pain is what I really want to start focusing on. And so if any of you are out there experiencing any type of emotional, psychological pain, then please feel free to go ahead and just call in. So I'm here to give my listeners some advice and bring you a peace of mind to whatever you are going through. You know, sometimes emotional imbalances do occur, and it weighs very, very heavy on us, and it can really bring you down, and it is very discomforting as you tread through the topsy-turvy of your issues or dilemmas. And guess what it does? It begins to feel heavy, so heavy on a person that they feel there's no way out. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the sad piece, when you feel like there's really no way out. And oftentimes people think that there's one way out, and that's to go ahead and end their lives. And in actuality, that is not true. So for those of you who are out there dealing with that emotional piece, emotional baggage, you know, call in, feel free. All calls are anonymous. You don't have to give out your name. You can give out a fake name if you like. And so you don't ever have to state who you are. It's just as long as whatever you're going through, your issues are rectified. So the call-in number, if you're interested in calling in, it is 1-888-429-5471. So, you know, feel free at any moment to just hop in and call in if you have a question. If you, once again, like I said, if you have a comment, make a comment, whatever's on your mind. So, you know, we started the new year. Hoo-hoo, we're finished. Today's the last day of January. So for all of us who made it these 31 days, congratulations. And as the new year of 2016 has begun, you know, I'm coming with a new, an additional area of therapy for the emotionally drained individual. But I see the new year as a way to either build, I'm building myself, and you could build yourself to a better person in an area of your life or refine an area in your life. So tonight, I want to talk about what's going on in your life that's draining you emotionally. What's going on in your life that's draining you emotionally? And, you know, sometimes we have emotional drains. And so no one is exempt from that emotional drain, believe it or not. Whether it be a temporary sickness, a long-term sickness, a suicidal thought, an emotional draining relationship, emotional work issues, you know, call me up and let's chat about it. You know, just let's use this as just a dumping ground. So if you're out there, you're listening, call in. Just feel free to call in. I don't judge anyone. You know, I read in my wonderful reading, Judge Not Lest Ye Be Judged. So if any of you have any type of emotional baggage you want to just drop off to me, then please feel free to call me. Like to let you know that I do have my own website and I do offer additional counseling. My additional website is www.chatwithdrblack.com, chatwithdrblack.com. It also gives you an indication of who you'll be talking with and who's on air right now. So if you'd like to go check me out, please feel free to check me out. I also want to let you know, this is like my own little plug. I started a new therapy career with cancer patients, and I'm now offering therapeutic counseling for cancer patients to their friends and to their families, anyone needing to talk about someone having cancer or going through the treatment. I discovered from a friend that when having cancer, the team of doctors do not offer psychological therapy, so that's the part that I specialize in. I offer the psychological conversation to assist you with just bringing a peace of mind to the unbalanced part of your life. So for those of you out there who are cancer survivors, and you can comment about it and say, you know what, that's very true. I didn't have that, but it would have been nice to have it. I like to hear from you. You have to remember, after all, no one is happy to be diagnosed with cancer. And what I do is I specialize in taking the negative aspects of cancer and transforming it into a positive conversation. Very positive. I talk about the belief, believe in yourself, healing yourself inside out. And I have had the pleasure of taking care of three family members that have passed on with the, you know, the upbeat therapeutic conversation. And what's interesting is that, you know, the doctors give you the prognosis and the diagnosis, and then they give you how much time you have. But how much time you have really isn't based upon the doctor, it's really based upon you, because you're operating from inside out. Inside out. When I'm on air, the therapy to cancer patients is totally free. You can call me up. We can chat about it. We'll have therapeutic conversations. But when I'm off air, I do charge a fee. My fee is $1.99 per minute. And if you are on a budget, then I can make sure that the conversation is limited. But it is $1.99 a minute for us to talk and work through what you are experiencing. Anyone is welcome to call me anytime, and I'm available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're interested in a private session, that number is 1-888-866-7905. And so, you know, you just have to get in tune with that emotional piece. Emotional therapy and conversation is very much needed. It's very much needed. And always remember, I'm here to listen. I'm here to listen. I'm here to bring you into how you feel, into taking you all to another level, and then resolve whatever you have on your mind. Because after all, loving yourself inside out brings healing and strength. So, you know, my focus tonight is loving yourself inside out. That's my focus tonight, loving yourself inside out. And so how do we begin to love ourselves inside out? You're probably saying, oh, I don't know. I love myself. I shop. I go get my manicure, my pedicures. I go get my eyebrows waxed. I go to the gym. I get my hair cut. I go get my beard trimmed. I go, you know, I make sure that I feed myself something healthy. I'm vegan. I don't eat any processed food. I don't eat any fried food. And so ask yourself, is that loving you inside out? It is. It is. But I'm talking about taking it to a whole new different level. And that is where you can bring that healing and that strength, that inner strength, that inner healing from inside out. So when you're loving from inside out, it gives you the capacity for you to be able to receive love back. And then opening that possibility to be able to reciprocate that love thing, that love that everybody wants, everyone focuses on. Everybody wants love. And I have a guest here with me, and hopefully he will chime in. So if you hear me having conversations with someone and they chime in, then we'll be having a duo conversation and you can listen in and call in and comment. You know, and so how it goes, in order to truly receive love, you have to really be open to self-love. In order to be love, you have to be open to self-love. And not all love is going to come to you perfectly. Sometimes it comes imperfectly. Let me say that again. Not all love comes perfectly. It does come sometimes imperfectly. And you're not saying, I love you because you love me. No, that's the imperfect piece. You have to learn to love people unconditionally. And then learning to love yourself unconditionally. I'm only going to love myself because I'm a size zero. I'm only going to love myself because I have the perfect weight that society wants me to have. And sometimes we get so caught up in that piece that we forget all about just loving and taking care of ourselves inside out. You don't have to expect anyone to love you back. But whatever love you do get, guess what? You can just unconditionally just love. The more self-love we have, which is learning to love ourselves, and not love yourself to the point where you're so obsessed with yourself. Please don't become so obsessed. Just gingerly love yourself. Because we can be more tolerant and more accepting. I don't want you to have the perfect love. I just want you to learn to just love yourself inside out. So the number here is 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. And if you have that issue and that struggle with how do I love myself inside out? Well, some people overly love themselves and some people underly love themselves. You just need a balance when you're overly loving yourself. And there's quite a few people who are out there who do that. Do you overly or underly love yourself? That's what I want to know. The call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. Do you underly or overly love yourself? I like to get a conversation going, and I'm just curious to know where do you fit in with all of this? I'm going to ask my wonderful guest who's sitting here with me. What does he think about overly and underly loving self?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here with me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, I was kind of waiting on you to give a little feedback on the how-tos or the equation on how to unconditionally love yourself. Because in the society that we're in and the media that we're exposed to, with the top fashion model and keeping up with the Kardashians and whatever else is out there, makes us think that we all need to live this ultra glamorous life. And if you look at it, it's like, they always look glamorous. It looks like they've never had a sick day in their life. They've never had any money problems, any physical problems. And in our minds, we kind of, want to be associated with that, but it's not reality. So we base our self-worth off of what we're seeing and what we're hearing. And it's not reality. So I'm please enlighten us, Dr. Black. How do we get to that point where we start to love ourselves unconditionally? And that's the magic word, unconditionally.
I'm glad he brought that up. And unconditionally, how do you love yourself? Loving yourself is accepting yourself. Everyone's made individually as themselves. And not everyone is a Kardashian, and not everyone is a Dr. Black, and not everyone is a Black China, not everyone is a Kanye West, and not everyone is a Beyonce or a Jay-Z, but everyone is just themselves, who they are. And you have to learn to accept yourself. Accept yourself inside out. And how do you do that? First of all, you have to understand you are who you are. And no one can take away who you are, but you yourself can always add to it. There are so many different enhancements in today's life. There's enhancements for the breasts, there's enhancements for the butt, there's enhancements to shrink your waist, there are enhancements to give you more lashes, to raise your cheekbones up high. If you don't have the muscles, there are muscle enhancements. There's so many different enhancements. But with those enhancements, weighs that price of falsifying who you really are. And so that's why you just have to accept yourself for who you are. And that's what's loving yourself inside out. That's what's giving you what you need inside out. Inside out is really what you have to be able to give yourself. And so once you understand that accepting yourself for who you are, then you'll understand that you're going to be okay, that you're not the perfect Barbie doll, that you're not the perfect person, that you're not the perfect Ken. You're not the perfect individual that a society wants you to be. Because after all, society is a large encompass industry. I'm going to call it an industry because that's what society is. You can be someone different 7 days a week if you allow society to dictate that to you. So you just have to be willing to accept yourself for who you are. Accept yourself for who you are is what you have to be able to do. So does that weigh heavy with society, do you think?
I believe it does. It's funny, the things that you were saying now. It's kind of like you, I'm out of curiosity, what age group are you catering to? Because, you know, what you're saying is, love yourself unconditionally. And that's for like somebody who's, you know, been through something that, you know, has gotten tired of trying to live up to this perfect thing. And it's just like, you know what? I'm tired at this point. I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to do me, be who I am, you know. But what kind of advice would you have to those going through the most crucial time, in my opinion, of their lives, adolescence? And that's a time where you really don't know who you are. I mean, a lot of people don't. I mean, some people do, and more power to them, but any advice there?
When it comes to our adolescence, it is the same that holds. You are who you are. Nobody can change you. That's just the way it is in life. As adolescents, we're growing just to know who we are. And we have to embrace who we are. As a young man, your voice changes. As a girl, your face begin to break out. You don't have any boobs, or you have too much boobs, or you're taller than the boy who you really like. What are you going to do? Go get some of your legs cut off, the blood of Jesus, for real. So as an adolescence, honestly, this is where it all begins. This is where it all begins. And that is accepting yourself for who you are. Because after all, what are you going to go do? Change, rearrange. This is not a scrap doll where you can rearrange and change and add and delete and multiply and subtract half of who you are. No, you just have to learn to accept who you are. And so our adolescent and young adults and individuals, they get so caught up in not being able to adjust to who they are because they have that weight of society. And you have to tell society, I am who I am. This is me. I can't change. There's nothing I can do about it. And it does weigh heavy. It does. It weighs heavy. It weighs heavy on the individual. Because as you're growing up, society wants you to be a certain way, even as a child. But you can't change who you are. You have to learn to accept it. It's called acceptance. Next, keep it moving. And you got to be confident. You got to be self-assured. And you got to know and believe that who you are is who you're just going to be. And you're right. You're right about different people wanting to change who they are as an adolescent. Mm-hmm. But you can't take it away. You just cannot. So then you have to ask yourself, you know, do I accept it? Or do I try to take away who I am or be something more than what I am not? And when you start being more than what you are not, guess what happens? You begin to falter and fail in some of those areas. And you thought you had a problem with people not accepting you. Should have just told them, accept me and next keep it moving. Now you have it where people are not accepting you, but then you try to go change yourself and then you get caught up in your progression of not changing yourself didn't even turn out to be in your favor. So adolescents, accept it. Young adult, accept it. Everybody just learn to accept who you are. So what? I'm 50 pounds overweight. As long as the doctors say I'm healthy, next, keep it moving. So what? What are you going to do? Change, rearrange who you are? You can't. It's nothing you can do. Just have to learn to accept it. That's it. What else do you think, listener?
You know, it's kind of funny that you, you know, say you start to falter in different areas once you try to change who you are and what you are. And it's kind of reminding me of, I don't know if you watched it or not, but was it last Sunday or Sunday before last, or they did the premiere of that movie, Unbreak My Heart, the Toni Braxton story. And it was just kind of funny because we're on the same subject that she had, you know, this aspiring singing career. And once she got out there, they just started to change her. They, you know, the different physical alterations, the breast enhancements, the mm-hmm. cheeks and all that stuff. And then you start to see all of a sudden that she ends up with, you know, lupus and having all these family issues and that sort of thing. Is that kind of tying in with what you're saying of the repercussions of changing yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she's not the only one. That's just the one first one that came to mind. Because, I mean, if you, prime example, I mean, if you look at the music industry as a whole, I mean, look at the stress level that those people are dealing with. But look at, I mean, is there an entertainer out there who hasn't been altered or doctored in some way?
I would have to say not one that I know of or been aware of, but the alterations is what they have sold themselves to. So the question is someone like Toni Braxton and, you know, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, they have to keep their weight down.
Which only ties back into this, how do you love yourself? So with that being said, I mean, what is that, Dr. Black? I'm asking you as a doctor, is that love? I mean, they made me beautiful. The record label made me attractive. The world loves me now.
No, that's not love. That's pretend. That's pretentious. See, real love is, hi, I'm Dr. Black, and this is who I am. I'm not altered. And you have to accept me the way I am. And so that's how do you love yourself? How, too, is the acceptance piece. I'm going to accept who I am today because this is who I am. But I'm going to believe within my heart that what I give out, then people will generate and pull to me. So it starts from inside. Who I am inside as a person. I'm quite sure we could have accepted Toni had she just kept herself non-altered. We could have accepted her. Because we don't need to focus on her face and her skinny waist and her flat stomach. We need to just be able to focus on her music and what her music is feeding us. But society has warranted us to believe you have to be altered from the outside for people to understand who you are on the inside. And that's so not true. And so that's where we really get caught up. That's where we really get caught up. And you're right. It does happen in that industry. Because there's so many pressures. And the sad part about it is we do all these alterations. And people die from all these alterations. And then guess what happened? Next, keep it moving. No one's thinking about you. Nobody is even having a thought about you. Nobody hasn't thought twice about you. And that's just the way it is in life. If you're interested in calling in, that calling number is 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. How to love yourself inside out. And it's not making any alterations on the outside for someone to love you from who you are on the inside. One 888-429-5471. Anything else you like to bring up and you like to share? And you know, it's just that peace. It's just that peace of just saying, hey, I am who I am. I am who I am. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect walking around here. We can set ourselves up to be perfect, but in actuality, we're really not perfect. And it's something we all go through in life. We really do. But it's just getting in touch with ourselves. It's just loving us. Just loving us. Just loving yourself from inside out. Just taking out that time and loving yourself. And it's, you know, it may seem difficult, but it's not. And that's just the healing process. So that's what you have to really get in touch with. Different struggles is what helps us. Different struggles. When, you know, people who have certain issues. Just be yourself. That's just the bottom line. Just learning to be yourself, love yourself. I have a friend who had two major surgeries back to back. And he was really, really down on himself. And he was saying how he didn't feel well and he was sick and emotionally it was just too much on him. And he didn't understand why he was having all these different issues. And I had to tell him, he said, I'm just ready to just give up. And I had to tell him, no, you're not ready to give up, because when you're ready to give up, you wouldn't be sharing it, is what I had to tell him. And I said, your healing will come inside out, is what will happen. So when you start understanding that this is only a moment of not feeling well, and it's just like a little test that we go through in life, and you have to embrace the test. It all works together. And he thought about it. And he called me back and he says, you know what? You're right. I was letting the best of it get to me inside out. And I said, no, you have to control it from inside out. Because this is only temporary. I said, this is only something temporarily that you are going through. And I said, just release it. Just relax and release it and let it flow. And for those of you who are listening, if you don't feel like you're moving in the right direction, and that, oh my goodness, other people just don't accept me. Remember, beauty starts inside, not on the outside. Beauty starts on the inside. make sure you do not allow cultural influences to define who you are as an individual. Make sure you do not base your self-worth on what is going on around you, which is the external world. Because then, guess what? You'll never be able to give yourself self-love. Don't put those doubts on yourself. I'm not enough. I don't have enough. I'm not who people want me to be. Don't put that on you. You have to be able to view yourself as feeling worthy. Make sure you have self-awareness and you're constantly loving yourself. That's called self-perception of who you are. Every day we wake up, we're always connected to our cell phones, our iPad, our computers, some kind of technology savvy device. Take out time and begin your day with, hey, good morning, self, I love you. Good morning, self, we're going to have a good day. Let self know what you plan to do and feel. Remember, breathe in, breathe out, inhale, exhale, and give yourself some love. Take out time to meditate and do some journaling. Meditate and do some journaling. You want to be able to look at the beginning of the month and see where you have came through by the end of the month is what you want to do. You want to be able to set some goals for yourself. Today is February 1st. By February 8th, 28th, this is what I plan to do. This is where I plan to be. And this is what I want to do. It's okay talking to yourself into happiness. You're not crazy. It's very therapeutic to talk yourself to happiness. And if you are feeling discomfort, don't allow that to come upon you. Because remember, you want to be able to give yourself something inside out. You want to be able to feed yourself inside out is what you want to be able to do. Give to yourself inside out. Enjoy those life enhancing activities. You know, eat a salad a day if you don't like salad. Change your diet up and do something healthy for yourself if you're not doing that. You want to be able to relax and breathe your way through certain situations and meditate. We don't always see the whole picture at that moment. Sometimes we need time to look at the whole picture. If a situation occurs, we need time. We need time. And remember, we can't handle everything. So just be willing to surrender some things. Situations that you cannot handle, it's okay. Surrender it. Let it out of your space. Let it out of your space. Just relax and let it flow. And it's always good to work on that spiritual and personal development. Spiritual and personal development is another way to grow. And then own up to your own potential. Know what your potential is. There's so many opportunities out there. Embrace the different opportunities to let yourself relax and grow. Learn to be patient with yourself as you are learning to relax and grow. In this day and time, we drive fast, we walk fast, we eat fast, we move fast. Everybody's doing everything fast, 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 fast. We don't even have time to just say, wait a minute. Stop. Just stop it. Because that urgency gives you pent-up anxiety and fear. Learn to relax and let it flow. I had to learn that in my life. I didn't have that before, but I do now. I have learned to relax and let it flow. And that's what we have to do. So that fear doesn't creep up on us. Be appreciative. Learn to be appreciative. Be appreciative of small and great things. But if you learn to be appreciative of small things, when the great things come, you'll be even more appreciative. Thank you goes a long way. Thank you goes a very long way. And we don't do the thank yous enough. We don't give those out enough. And we need to learn to give out more thank yous and you are welcome. But thank you is worth $1 million. So just learn to embrace appreciation. Learn to embrace kindness. Being joyful is what we can also embrace. One other thing is I like to say is be guided by your intuition. Your intuition is really your sixth sense. We have a gut for a reason. Follow your gut feeling. Follow your gut feeling. If you follow your gut feeling, your intuition, you'll be in a better place. We have to learn to do more honorable and respectful things. Like I said, be kind. Being kind. Because sometimes in life, things are uncertain. And you have to learn to accept uncertainties. And remember, don't live in the past. Walk forward. Look forward. Because when we start looking in the past, that's where pain comes from. I always say to people, did you get up and walk backwards? Did you drive backwards? No. Okay. Then why are we talking about something that happened previously? Let's talk about here and now. Here and now is so healthy, so therapeutic. It enables us to be in the here and now and embrace and then move forward. And we have to learn to forgive ourselves, which we don't do often. We're so busy beating ourselves up. Why did you say that? You should not have said that. Oh, if only I would have. Only I could have, should have, would have. Stop beating yourself up. Learn to forgive yourself. Just learn to forgive yourself. And go out and have some fun. Learn to laugh and have fun. Learn to have some enjoyable fun. Some good fun. Learn to laugh at yourself, too. I laugh at myself all the time. And with that laughter, please be real with yourself. And learn to get into you. Get into you. Get into you for that inside out peace. So that you can feel comfortable to be real, to speak up and speak out for what you feel. And for what you know it's down in your heart. Got to be conscious of the choices that you make. You got to be. You got to have that at the forefront of your mind to be conscious of choices that you make. Because choices that you make can alter your life, or better yet, they have repercussions. That's what you have to remember. The more bad choices, the more repercussions. Better choices, less repercussions. That's just the way it is in life. That's just how it is in life. And make sure you do not neglect yourself. By all means, do not neglect yourself. You deserve to have excellent treatment. And just really focusing on the positive. Focusing on the positive goes such a long way. And then there's always that self-worth. How would your life be? If you really took out time to love yourself. Inside out. How would life really be if you took out time loving yourself inside out? That's what we talked about today. Loving yourself inside out. And if you really don't know how to love yourself inside out, and you really want to know how to love yourself inside out, you can always feel free and call me for a private session. Because after all, the best gift is you. You are your best gift. You are your best gift. That's what you must remember. You are your best gift. You cannot gift yourself away. And no one can give you what you can give yourself. That is the gift of you. The gift of self. That's what you must remember. Is giving yourself a gift of you. We spoke about quite a bit today. I'm going to begin to wind down. We spoke about quite a bit today. And that's learning to love yourself inside out. Inside out. And loving yourself is very therapeutic because it gives you the opportunity to have self-discovery. Of who you are. And not allowing society to dictate on who they want you to be. I have a few minutes, so if you're interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-6571. And there's just maybe about two or three more minutes left. And so if you're interested in calling in, please do so. And if not, please take out time to love yourself inside out. Do not let society dictate who you are. No pressures of life can give you what you can give yourself. And you are who you are because you're the only person for who you are. There's no one else who's like you. People may have similarities, but no one is like you. I'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in. Chat with Dr. Black this Sunday evening. Today is January the 31st. Thank you. I'll be back on air on, not Super Bowl Sunday. I think I'll be on air. Guess when? February 14th. That's Valentine's Day. And I hope some of you wonderful people listen in. And we can have some great discussions. And until then, have a safe week. God bless you all. I love you dearly. And thank you so much for tuning in with Chat with Dr. Black. Remember, my website is www.chatwithdrblack.com. And I will be starting my therapeutic cancer patient conversation, and I'm really looking forward to that. So if any of you have any questions, please feel free to go to my website. Be safe, and I look forward to you all tuning in on February 14th. God bless you.